Texte numéro 49. Fresh thinking about fresh air. In 1842, Edwin Chadwick, a British social reformer, published his report on the sanitary condition of the labouring population. By documenting evidence of social and geographic inequalities in health, Chadwick showed that poor sanitation was associated with poor health. The report led British cities to organise clean water supplies and to centralise their sewage systems, reducing the prevalence of infectious diseases, in particular cholera. Now, a new public health priority is becoming apparent, making indoor air cleaner. Take schools. They are chronically underventilated, according to the Lancet COVID-19 Commission. A study of 100 American classrooms found 87 with worryingly low ventilation rates. Across Denmark, France, Italy, Norway and Sweden, researchers found that indoor air quality in 66% of classrooms fell short of healthy standards. In America, nearly one child in 13 has asthma, a condition triggered by allergens often found in schools. Outdoor air pollution can also penetrate inside buildings. Childhood exposure can affect neurodevelopment and academic performance and cause cancer. Many adult people spend more than 90% of their time indoors. Researchers have linked underventilated spaces in buildings to a range of ailments: headaches, fatigue, shortness of breath, coughs, dizziness, nausea, and irritation of eye, nose, throat, and skin. Poor ventilation has been blamed for increased absences from work, decreased productivity, and asthma. The pandemic has brought a new urgency to the matter. The COVID-19 virus spreads between people less by close contact and infected surfaces, and more by hitching a ride on aerosol particles from people's lungs that can linger in the air of an ill-ventilated room. Cheap sensors to detect carbon dioxide concentrations in rooms could provide occupants with useful data on when to open windows or upgrade their air conditioning systems. National indoor air quality standards would help. One way to enforce them could be through ventilation certificates for buildings, similar to food hygiene certificates that already exist for restaurants. The bill for all this need not be huge. A recent study found that raising the standard of ventilation in all American elementary and secondary schools to the minimum level would cost less than 0.1% of the country's typical public spending on education. President Joe Biden's American Rescue Plan assigns $123 billion to improving school infrastructure and mentions ventilation as a priority. More investment would be money well spent. Better indoor air boosts academic performance. Maths and reading scores go up, and pupils are measurably more attentive in class. Office workers benefit too. Researchers have found the cognitive scores of people in well-ventilated offices are 61% higher than those of workers in conventional office setups. COVID-19 should lead policymakers to ensure that ventilation is not the forgotten part of the agenda for improved public health. Adapted from The Economist, May 2021.